here's a story from The World.
Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has a proposal to improve relations between his country and the U.S., a guest worker agreement.
Si no se tiene mano de obra mexicana,
U.S. food production is dependent on Mexican labor, AMLO says there. He wants to temporarily allow Mexicans up north to work. This idea of a guest worker program is not new. From the 1940s through the 1960s, the Bracero program allowed thousands of Mexicans to work in the U.S. temporarily. The World's Daisy Contreras takes this look back on the program's history.
Juan Loza remembers feeling humiliated.
Salones grandísimos, todos sin nada de ropa para que lo examinara el doctor y todo eso, pues como que es humillante eso, ¿me entiende?
He was taken to a room after crossing the bridge from Mexico into the U.S. There were about 300 other men there too, and they were all forced to strip naked. One doctor examined them. Then the men were sprayed with insecticide. Doctors were hoping that would get rid of any lice or disease.
Yo era el mayor de la familia y entonces pues tenía mucha necesidad.
Loza was 21 and the oldest son. He says his family needed the money he would earn in the U.S. He was one of thousands of Mexican men who left their hometowns to work the fields. The U.S. had a labor shortage because of World War II, so it turned to Mexican labor, including after the war. A video produced in California from 1959 makes a case for that. In it, workers pick lettuce from the ground and oranges from trees.
We still don't have enough seasonal domestic labor willing to do this kind of work. Conclusion. Unless we have braceros to fill the gap, many stoop labor crops will be forced out of American agriculture.
Juan Loza spent 4 years as a bracero, as field workers were called, watering and picking onions, cotton, and watermelon in Texas, California, and Michigan. Today, he's 82 years old and is living in Chicago. Recently, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said he'd like to bring back that binational guest worker program. But workers like Loza remember feeling cheated. He says the Mexican government failed him and other braceros. Former braceros have spent decades fighting for lost wages. They want justice, they say, because the worker agreement said 10% of their wages would be kept in a U.S. savings account. Then the U.S. would transfer their money to a bank in Mexico. It was an incentive for braceros to return home. But for many, that pay didn't arrive.
And so braceros were left with this big question. Where did our money go? This constituted the biggest, largest fleecing of back wages in the Americas.
Mireya Loza is an associate professor at Georgetown University. She's also Juan Loza's niece. She's spent years collecting oral histories from braceros.
Braceros started organizing, and basically their children and their grandchildren started organizing and started leading an entire social movement to recuperate these back wages.
Their movement got attention. There was urgency, too, since many of the former braceros were in their 90s. Some had already died. Eventually, the Mexican government did agree to give back some of the money it owed. And in 2008, Juan Loza traveled from Chicago to Mexico to collect. He remembers holding his documents, proving he was once a bracero. The scene that day still makes him sad.
Muchos de los compañeros braceros, ya ciegos de un ojo, algunos ciegos de los dos, algunos con las piernas bien hinchadas en sillas de ruedas.
Hundreds of men lined up every day for hours to see if they could collect their money. Many were blind. Others were in wheelchairs. Many received $3,500, only a fraction of what was owed. Loza didn't really need the money, but he went on principle.
Tengo que venir y no por lo que me den.
He says he wanted to show solidarity with the other workers who died while waiting for their wages. His niece, Professor Mireya Loza, says her uncle also understood this wasn't just back pay they were waiting for, but reparations.
And I said to him, you know, you can cash the check, but please save the stub because I just want to remember that, you know, you stood up for yourself.
Mireya says the program's legacy, how seasonal workers can be treated, is still felt today.
The Bracero program taught employers that they can have labor without dealing with the laborer year-round. They can have a laborer and they could also deport them. They could also have them living on the margins.
She says it's necessary to give temporary workers options and more rights. For Juan Loza, the idea of a new bracero program doesn't sit well with him. His mind isn't made up.
Yo estoy seguro que si eso se llega a realizar, van a sufrir.
If that happens, he says, I'm sure workers will suffer. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.